In this week's parasha, we learn about the miraculous falling of the daily man. The Jews didn't have to worry about food or sustenance. Every day they woke up in the morning and the man was there. The man came with a list of obligations, commandments, mitzvahs, lav and prohibitions. One of them was, you're not allowed to leave man over for the next morning. A prohibition. Obviously, the Rambam explains that it does not get listed in the 613 commandments because any mitzvah that was applicable for a short term during the 40 years they were in the desert doesn't get listed. But of course, during the 40 years, it was a regular prohibition. It was equal to eating chazer. It was equal to not putting on tefillin. It was a violation. But not counted for today's 613 mitzvahs. What was the reason for the mitzvah? What was the reason they couldn't leave it over? So the Mefarshim bring down, it's obvious, that the Gemara in Saita says that person should only worry about what's in front of him. Don't worry about tomorrow so much. Realize that Hashem is running the world, not to be concerned about it. Here the Jews were on a miraculous level. They were being fed, they were being clothed, they were being housed, protected through HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the desert. And therefore, one of the ways to prove that they had real belief was not to leave off anything to the next day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. Tomorrow when it comes, Hashem will take care of you tomorrow. Just like He takes care of you today. Now, what about today? Again, it could be that the reason for the mitzvah is applicable today. Someone should work and close his store. If he has a store like in the old days, close the store at 11 a.m. as soon as he has enough money to survive for that day. And then tomorrow morning, open up the store again. And there were some great people who lived on that level. The reason we don't have a mitzvah today similar to the mitzvah of don't leave over the man is probably because most of the mitzvahs are very doable for most people. And the average person surviving and living doesn't have that inner strength to close up a store at 11 o'clock and say, okay, tomorrow I'll earn my money. So therefore we have something called a bank account where we rely on something called a rainy day. But it's possible it's unnecessary. It's possible that in an ideal world we were living on that level, we wouldn't have to do it. We've been talking recently about Reb Gershon Liebman and other greats who lived this type of life. They lived it. The halacha is that when you were benching Birchas HaMazon, we don't have a knife on the table. Why is there no metal knife on the table by benching? Because one time in the story of the Gemara, when a person was reading about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash during benching, he got so upset that he harmed himself. So the obvious question is, okay, what are the average people today taking a knife off the table when odds are we're not going to be that distraught over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? So one of the explanations is you take the knife off the table to remind you where you should get to. The goal is to be that distraught. Okay, we're not there. But the halacha applies. So it could be that when it comes to working for a living, that ain't a chanami. We're not obligated, as a 613 commandment, to close the store at 11 o'clock. But we should recognize that it's a goal to get to, where we can close the store at 11 o'clock and realize everything is from Shemayim. The miraculous and the non-miraculous is all the same from Hashem. And therefore, get to working on Emunah. That's what this parasha is about. They had it during the 40 years of the desert, and they lived that, and only Dasan Vavirim violated that law. But we have to get to the point where we can live that same type of lifestyle. Shabbos.